Do you want to give us a little bit of background on what the book is about?
Sure. Harmony is about a family named the Hammonds, a mother, father, and two daughters. The 13-year-old daughter, Tilly, is on the autism spectrum, and her younger sister is neurotypical, as they say. She's the quote-unquote normal kid. And it's about what happens before and after they sort of give up their entire lives to move to a camp in New Hampshire, led by a sort of mysterious parenting expert named Scott Bean. The parents are reaching a point of sort of desperation where they are looking for help in any direction they can find. And it's at that point that they meet Scott Bean, and he sort of promises them that he can provide a different kind of life.
And now, do these camps, this is a work of fiction, but do these camps actually exist? Are there things like this?
I don't think there are camps exactly like this. I know there are family camps, kind of like in Dirty Dancing, that are, you know, just for fun. And I know there are also some camps that I think are very good, that are, you know, for kids with special needs and their families, to give the parents some respite and to give the kids, you know, activities and things like that. But the camp in the book is more sort of hardcore, like, you know, making a change in our lives, you know, go live in the wilderness and, you know, have no more electronics and watch what we eat and, you know, things that make a lot of sense, but are maybe taken to an extreme here.
And now, how is this book, or I guess I should say, is this book a commentary on modern parenting practices?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that there's like a message that I wanted to get across, but I am a parent. I have two kids. My 14-year-old son is on the autism spectrum, and a lot of the impulse for writing the book came out of that. You know, my experiences of raising him have been, you know, filled with unexpected challenges and some unexpected rewards, too. And I hadn't really seen that reflected before in a lot of books or popular culture. So I really wanted to write about the day-to-day struggles and put the reader inside that experience.
Okay. And how do you inform the reader on those difficulties of raising a child on the spectrum?
Well, there are two main narrators. The mother, Alexandra, tells her story of before they leave for the camp. And she tells her story in the second person. So Alexandra's story describes how her life is getting more and more chaotic. You know, her daughter has these behavioral issues, and she, you know, is fascinated with taboo things and says vulgar things in public and gets kicked out of the school she's in. And, you know, her mother feels sort of at a dead end. And I think that I wrote that part in the second person because I think it's kind of more intimate and echoes the voice we all have in our own heads. No one is a harsher critic on Alexandra than she is on herself. And, you know, you kind of get right inside the experience of her wondering what she did wrong and, you know, how she can help her child have an easier life.
Do you think it's common for parents with children with, you know, developmental difficulties to get to that breaking point of just leaving it all behind and going somewhere and doing something drastically different?
You know, probably not, but that was kind of like my starting question. How bad would things have to be for me to say, you know what, forget it, I'm just going to change everything? And, you know, I think that there are a lot of stresses on all parents, but especially on parents of kids with special needs. And it can be very lonely and isolating. And when you meet someone who says they can help you, I think that we're more vulnerable than other parents might be to that kind of promise.
And now we've talked a lot about, you know, autism so far and special needs, but this book is a suspenseful book.
Right.
Everything's going fine at camp and then something happens. Can
Right.
you talk a little bit more about Scott?
Yeah. So the character Scott Bean, who runs the camp, he's kind of enigmatic. He's a very charismatic guy. And a lot of what he says makes sense, you know, sort of on a basic level. You know, he says, you know, modern life is crazy. You know, it's very overstimulating and, you know, we're all distracted by our devices and whatever. And, you know, I think a lot of people think getting back to nature is not such a bad thing. But he kind of becomes more controlling and less stable once they get to the camp. And that's as the story begins to unfold. His instability is sort of what makes the story suspenseful. You know, there's a lot in the book that's sort of about the emotional lives of the characters, but for me, what's most important is always telling a good story and keeping the reader turning pages. So I hope that it does that as well.
Okay, great. Can you tell us a little bit about the book reading you're having this weekend?
Yes, I will be reading at Politics and Prose on Saturday, August 6th at 6 p.m. And I hope to see a lot of people there.